Do leaders really matter? Today's leaders face extraordinary challenges. This is particularly true in work environments that focus on the public good. It's a messy, complex world that requires a different approach and mindset to get things done. For more than 30 years, I've honed my skills in leadership roles across Canada's post-secondary, cooperative, and government sectors. I have a track record in helping social purpose organizations and professionals adapt and thrive as they navigate the messy situations in which they find themselves. 20 years ago, as I entered the world of higher education at the University of Toronto, I believed that my background provided me with a good understanding of the nature of complex organizations, and I thought, what could be better than working for one of the world's top universities? Of course, there had to be something to take the wind out of my sails. I was paired with a seasoned academic to help me navigate this new world. He shared with me an insight that stayed with me all these years later. He said, "Presidents and other leaders don't really matter at a complex distributed organization like a university. The academy keeps on going as it has for hundreds of years, no matter who is leading the charge." And he pointed to the loss of the president, provost, and other VPs who left the university within a short period of time, creating a vacuum at the top that was quickly filled on an interim basis. And although this led to a flurry of media reports and a lot of chatter in the corridors, what tangible impact did the leadership change have on the institution? Student satisfaction, fundraising results, and international rankings either stayed the same or improved. It's messy. This question of whether leaders can really matter in complex organizations is one that comes up quite frequently. And over my career, I've seen many initiatives flourish, but I've also witnessed a far greater number of worthwhile projects never taking off. It's a bit of a dichotomy, isn't it? Externally, these leaders are perceived to have more power than they do within their organizations. And the power that they do have, despite being at the top of their org charts, isn't so much about authority as it is about influence and persuasion. The ability to get things done comes from serving as an ambassador, a steward, or an agent of change. To be successful as a leader and change agent, you must harness sense-making skills. You must be an explorer, a storyteller, an improviser, and always look for allies for the purpose-filled journey. It's not for the weak of heart, and definitely not for those who aren't adaptable. It's messy. Balancing competing and conflicting stakeholders and navigating the changes of government, technology, and society is beyond a full-time job. So just how are leaders handling the mess that is the nature of their complex communities? To make sense of what's really going on, I've embarked on a journey to get to the heart of the matter. I'm Daniel Atlin. In my podcast, Messy, I talk to leaders working in complex organizations from around the world to understand why and how leaders matter. I'll be speaking with them about their lived experiences, their context, how they navigate politics and competing stakeholders, and how they bust silos. We'll learn how some leaders went and renamed institutions, they merged with others, or dealt with geopolitical shifts and crises. We'll find out strategies they use to keep going, learn from their mistakes, and hear their advice for other leaders. This is Messy. Join me as we make sense of the mess.